Scorpions Avenue. Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace, and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. And don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down,
East
Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Barris.
Greg Barris.
That's right.
The Greg Barrett of comedy.
That's
the
right.
John Barris.
The Don
of
Barris of Chuck Barris's.
Dude, it is so nice to have you on. We are fans of your stand-up and fans of you as a person, and now we get to have you on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. It's good to be here.
I asked you what you wanted us to promote, and you were like, my Venmo.
That's right.
Because you have a show on Venmo, right?
I have a hot show on Venmo.
How can people find out about
Venmo
it?
Venmo me.
Okay.
Venmo you
and
some money,
the
and then you'll get a whole breakdown of the show.
This feels like a pyramid scheme. It's like a virtual
It's
pyramid.
The new $20,000 pyramid. It's on Venmo.
Are you the new host of the $20,000 Venmo pyramid?
I am. Check it out on Venmo.
How does Venmo not do the $20,000, the new $20,000 pyramid sponsored by Venmo?
Oh, and they just give away money all day long.
All day long.
They're like, what's your Venmo? And you're like, don't say it out loud.
And the prize money's already in your account.
Check
your account. It's already there.
How do you like
it? That was our joke in San Francisco. It's become so technologically advanced.
That we saw a homeless guy trying to Venmo a pigeon some crumbs. He said, check your stomach.
They should be there. The crumbs should be in there.
And the pigeon should have access to Venmo.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Pigeons have smartphones.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
What's up, buddy?
Good to see you, buddy.
Hi, Dan.
One of the reasons, aside from him being hilarious, why Greg Barris is uniquely positioned to be on this show
is that his life took him to, for a couple of years, you lived in Central Florida.
You mean decades, right?
Something like, 18 years.
How did you survive it? It's just, did you see a lot of dumb shit going on?
It's mostly dumb shit down there. But, we did a lot of water skiing. That's how we did it.
You water skied the dumb away.
Water skied my way right out
right
of
over
there.
The dumb.
By the way, they call that the sport of Jesus.
That's true.
Get out there on that water.
Get on that water and do your dancing, man.
Do your water dance.
You kind of are like a comedy Jesus.
Thank you.
Do people say that to you?
I get stuff like
that. How old are you?
Whoa.
Can I ask? How old are you?
Take off your shirt, man. How
old are you?
Count the rings.
37.
37.
Oh, wow. I can't
you
even believe
like
I said it.
You should have died 4 years ago. All right.
That's how I felt.
Right. No,
he dies on stage every night, right?
Okay.
Single night. The same time Jesus did.
Well, the world is getting dumber, and you know because you lived in Central Florida for decades, almost two.
We got a story on this
show. Yeah, Dan, we get stories sent to us by our wonderful fans. We don't know the story. You don't know the story. Dan barely knows the story.
True.
Let's go through it together and try and see if we can't make the world make fun of the dumb and make the world a better place.
You ready?
Yes.
This was sent by Catherine Tuck at Catherine Lorna.
This gal sends in a lot and she's awesome. The Tuck Rule.
If she sends in great stories,
amazing.
And usually she's first to do it. Okay, you ready?
Yep. Yes.
This is a tough one. A teenager had to have surgery to remove magnetic balls from his bladder. Mm-mm. 3 months after he put them up his penis.
Up his penis?
Mm-hmm.
Jade, what was the thing in the Amazon rainforest, the parasite that could
go? So there is the fear when I've been in the Amazon and I refuse to pee into the Amazon River because of this reason.
Because as you pee
in, there is a parasite.
I don't know if this is true or not, that swims up your pee stream and into your penis.
And it's got spikes.
Yep, it is. And then you can't be taken out because
How do you know about it?
It's from that movie with Sean Connery where he's like, I think it's called Medicine Man, where he's down there and the ants and then they forest fire and he's like the little kid, he's like, don't pee in the water.
That was it.
That was a good Connery.
Thank you.
Don't pee in the water.
You're the man now, dog.
You're the man now, dog.
Don't pee in the water. So anyway, that's the fear. I've never in my life even dreamed of sticking metal balls into my penis, although I did have one of the worst kidney stones known to man.
Mm-hmm.
It got impacted in my ureter wall, so they had to do surgery. There's
only
one way to go.
1300 on its SATs. That's how intense this thing was.
So it went in. They have to go. There's only one way to go in. They went in, surgery, scraped it out.
Oh, scraped.
Then they had to.
Anytime a doctor is telling you we're going to have to scrape anything. Nope. anything on you.
Then they had to put in a stent, a stent for 7 days. The stent was worse almost than the kidney stone, because when you pee, what you realize is when you're done peeing, you contract to pull up whatever's left.
But when you contracted,
and
the
there's
stent
a stent blocking
allow.
It wouldn't allow it, and it was so painful. So I basically tried not to pee for 7 days, and whenever I did, it was the most painful thing
and
in the world.
Seven nights.
David Blaine over here.
Right? Oof. And then I go back to the doctor, and they're like, we're going to take the stent out. And I'm in an office. I'm not in a surgical center. And I'm
you're
like,
in a lounge. You were in a Holiday Inn lounge.
You see the guys like
I was at
kids
UCB
on Franklin.
Yeah, that's weird. No. So, and there's a woman who I'm like, do I know you? Or am I about to get to really know you?
Really?
She pulls out.
She's like, you want to watch it on TV? And she on a screen right next to me. And I'm
meaning,
like,
don't look at this.
Right. There's like a sheet over. Mm-hmm. She's. Like I'm like, how quick is this going to be? And she's like, well, if we hook it the first time, then I'm like, if
we do
hook
what?
It. There should be no like guesswork in this. Like, you should just know. And she hooks in through your wang and then pulls out this like 7-inch thing. And it's super painful for a brief second and then it's total relief. And I knew it was coming. The anticipation of it made me really, really sick and made me feel horrible. And then it came out and I felt fine. I can't imagine willingly pushing balls up the other direction.
Mm-mm. Well, you're not into it.
Greg?
This whole story's traumatized me.
I know.
This kid to me is, this teenager is dumb. But you know, there is a sex act like called sounding.
I was going to talk about sounding.
You were?
You know what? Take it away, sir.
This is sounding right here. You go to a professional and they have like a rod that's like this and they go.
And they start out small.
They go
into your
into
penis.
It. Into
your
urethra. And the gauges get bigger. So.
Yeah.
To open it up.
To open it up, and it gets down. And then they even have like some sounding rods.
And your fist is your penis.
My fist is my penis. Yes.
So it's going in there.
It's also the name of my album coming out.
My fist is my penis.
Venmo.
It's great. On
Venmo.com.
You're releasing it on Venmo.
I'm releasing it on Venmo.
/ fist is my penis. Wait. Fist is my penis is the best Bruce Lee movie that ever got made.
Is this how the Seattle Sounders got named? As a soccer organization?
Sounding? Yes. It's called Sounding.
Their billionaire owner was really into Sounding.
Hey, look, he's extravagant. What do you want?
How he died? Paul Allen. At least he died doing what he loved.
The curious teenager.
Full sound.
Whose name I'm not going to say. Why even say the kid's name?
Say
he's a teenager, but still. Suffered intense abdominal pain, but was too embarrassed to tell his parents about it.
I get it. That's what I tell my kids. Oof. Always be honest with me. I will go much lighter on you if you're 100% honest with everything. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I'm giving you the key to
if you lie and I find out that you lied,
you
it's
are
a million
effed.
Times worse. So always,
if you lied about magnets in your penis,
that's right.
You know, you know.
I just know
it's weird that we were going through the metal detector.
Next, what?
Can this be the next Old Town Road?
I got the magnets in my penis.
You too. I mean, there's enough remixes.
Ain't
of
nobody,
it. You guys might as well make one.
Can't nobody Head tell
down,
me nothing.
However,
no one got enough.
However, it that would be magnetic balls in a penis.
I got a magnet in my penis.
Got too agonizing for him, and he was forced to see medical attention. He was treated at the hospital in Northwest China
How
after being admitted on
here?
May 11th.
Oops.
X-rays revealed that the magnetic beads had formed a tight cluster. Meaning he had to go under the knife.
Wait,
I'm going to ask you guys
this now.
This
is in China?
Yes.
Okay. So this is the moment where you do say to yourself, all right, maybe the iPad's not a horrible thing if my kid's obsessed
right?
with
he's
like Fortnite.
More screen time.
If he's playing Fortnite, then
he's not.
That's time spent not
sticking
magnets
balls.
Up your penis.
Is Fortnite still a thing?
It's on its way out, mom.
Yeah,
man.
You can tell.
You can tell.
Okay.
Do you play video games?
If you know.
No. No. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to ask you guys now.
Good answer.
Good answer. Way to be definitive.
How many magnetic balls do you think this kid put in his penis?
Greg, you can go first in on the guess.
Teenager.
You can guess between us, which is the Tig Notaro slot. So first Tig or third.
I'll do a Tig.
Okay, Jay, go ahead.
Jay. I'm going to say it's got to be more than two. So we know it's balls.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say
I gave you a cluster. I told you.
Six. Cluster.
Okay.
Six is a cluster for me.
Okay.
All right, Greg.
36.
Yeah. Double chai, which is in the Jewish religion, that's a double chai.
And
means life.
That's why I said
36, that's a latchkey kid.
Yeah. Yep.
That is a kid with time.
36 is a whole afternoon, right?
36 is mom and dad aren't coming home for work.
Yeah, 36 is you microwave your own dinner.
That's a teenager that didn't get a car on his 16th birthday,
no.
So he's taking it back.
That's
what
a guy who
can't
go through a metal detector at the airport.
I was going to say 6 and 3 is 9. And
we know the rest. I'm going to say he had 59 balls up in his thing.
59?
Mm-hmm. A cluster of 59.
The total of magnetic balls put into his ureth is 29.
Wow. Greg, nice job.
Thank you. Thank you.
What? Here is an x-ray that you guys can look at.
That is a cluster of balls.
That is a cluster of magnetic balls.
Okay, wait, wait. Now look at the x-ray. Does the x-ray not make it, the balls makes it look like a mouth and the thing, it, doesn't that look like a face?
It does look like a
smiling
face.
Smiling.
That's the face of death.
It probably felt like it.
Did he say why he did it to begin with besides curiosity?
Urologist Zhang Yanyan said roughly 3 months ago, while he was playing with magnetic balls, he lined them up in a row and inserted them up his urethra out of curiosity.
And I'm sure he pulled those right off the carpet. Like they weren't like in, sitting in like alcohol.
Think, yeah, yeah.
They weren't sanitized. Like sterilizing as he was
this
preparing.
Were off his father's desk.
Yeah. I took my father's penis balls. Yeah. I shoved them up by my
penis. How'd you learn how to do it,
son? I learned
son?
It from you, Dad.
All right.
Benoit balls.
By the time he felt discomfort and tried to pull them out again, the magnet separated and some remained inside his ureth.
So he had, so we would send one up and magnetize it on down.
Give you guys the option here.
Founding.
Two options. First option, do you want to see what it looked like when they came out? If you do or don't, let's also ask, should I put this picture on the Facebook page?
My inkling...
I say don't put it on the page.
On the
you
page.
Can go down the hole if you want to go down
the
hole.
Show
or
us.
Down the urethra.
This
you
is
can go
the,
down the urethra if you want to go down the urethra.
This is
do you
the,
remember Goatsy? Do you remember Goatsy?
You're too young for that. Goatsy was at the beginning of the internet. Land, do you remember it? Goatsy. Okay, you guys are too young. So early on, this is one of the first.
I brought this up before, and I've already forgotten.
Viral photos. Dan, just look at.
No,
look.
I don't want to. I know it's bad. That's all I remember from the last
so
time you brought this up.
Goatsy was a guy
who's probably anus, like a protracted anus, right?
No,
prolapse.
He, and
prolapse.
He opened it up. Probably like I want to say it was like this, like
on.
A
no.
Like Brett Favre could throw a football, and like Tom you Brady could
a loose spiral.
You could hike a football through
it. Don't look it up. Everyone listening to this, just their description's enough for your soul.
So it was so surprising and horrific.
Then was
a series of photos that also went viral of people's reactions to seeing Goatsy for the first time.
Now, I have not seen Goatsy, but I have seen
you
people's,
have not?
I've seen people's reactions.
Good for you. Have you
it.
Seen it?
I've seen Goatsy and I've seen people's reactions.
Neither. I'm out neither. For both.
Me too. And so, I can live my life listening.
If you want to watch me watch people watch Goatsy, Venmo me.
Venmo him at venmo.com/Venmo.
Okay, you ready?
Greg Bears. Yeah.
I'm going to show you guys what they took out. Remember.
So this is not his penis. This is just what
they
came
had to go
out.
In. They
I'm
cut
gonna,
his ass
can
open.
Can I choose not to look?
Of course.
Right, I'm going to go not look. Don't go not look.
Oh my God.
I'm glad I'm not looking. I'm haunted by so
magnetic.
Much already.
I know. I would never look. If
it
you gave me the
looks,
option, Greg, we're done. You don't have to
done?
Look.
We're,
yeah,
all
we're,
right.
We're done.
It looks like a couscous ragu.
Yeah.
It looks like a big, gross raspberry.
couscous oh ragu God. Could be like a name of a
Middle
indie
Eastern
rock,
band? Indie
Middle
rock
Eastern
band?
Indie rock man.
That's a follow-up to, what was it, Penis Fist? My Fist is My Penis.
My Fist is My Penis. Well, that's their first album.
So during this time, that would be 3 months he went with this in him. He didn't tell his parents because he's too embarrassed.
Sure.
But he admitted to experiencing abdominal pains over the course of the 3 months.
Why is he sticking to the refrigerator?
He thought he could expel through urinating, not knowing that it would not have been possible to do so.
Oof.
That's why you tell people when you're in trouble. Because sometimes even the thing you think is going to solve it will not help.
Hey, go ahead.
This is the kind of story we need to have awareness. So other people, if you're out there with balls in your penis that are not supposed to be there and you're ashamed about it, talk to someone.
Magnets in my penis.
No, stop. His parents only discovered 3 months later when they noticed him walking with a limp and questioned him about it.
I mean, son,
3 months.
Son, you've got some sort of World War II limp going on.
Son,
and you're not talking
do you have rickets? Put the remote down. I am trying to. It's just stuck to my bladder.
Right. Why can you not take your belt buckle off? It's not even looped.
No, it's just hanging.
Every
there.
Time you get by the TV, it does this weird
it
thing.
Static.
Why do you insist on...
Are we
on...
not getting good reception? Go I up and check you... the dish, honey.
I asked you to take your dish to the sink, not crip walk all over our kitchen.
We were unable to remove them in microsurgery, so we opened up his bladder and removed them, the entire cluster of magnetic balls, all 29
of them. By the way,
why
what do you do with those? I mean, is that an art project?
He can't have access to them anymore. He can't get them back.
No, he's lost his magnetic ball privileges.
Yeah. Right.
I'm going to take my magnetic balls and go home.
The teenager is recovering well after surgery and has already been discharged to continue his
recovery. That was his problem. He couldn't discharge
earlier.
Oh. Now can.
That's a
Can't stop discharging.
Yes.
You can't stop discharging. Let's take a break before we show this picture. And when we come back, Dan is going to show us
the 2019
Goatsy. And
you
will see our reaction. Oh, my God.
2019 Goatsy.
And you will hear it. Just our, so stay with us. We're with Greg Barris. We'll be right back.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're here with Greg Barris. Mm-hmm. He's got a brand new show that we're developing with him right now on Venmo,
called the $25,000 Pyramid.
Right?
On Venmo.
Just the $25,000 Pyramid Scheme would be an unbelievable show.
Can we please do the $25,000 Pyramid Scheme?
Dear Venmo, can we please do the $25,000 Pyramid Scheme?
Tweet it.
So you get five people to Venmo.
You get five people. You get five people to Venmo. And before you know it,
you've got our prize money.
We bring Dick Clark. $25,000.
We bring Dick Clark back to life.
Speaking of Dick Clark, we got to see this picture.
Okay. Ready? The teenager is recovering well after surgery and has already been discharged to continue his recuperation at home.
So what do you do if you are that parent to that kid? I mean, do you think the kid knows he screwed up?
He has to.
He has to go to therapy for a while, right? You got to be like, okay, we're putting the kid in a couple types of therapy. Mm-hmm. We're
gonna... No society places more of a premium on
therapy than China.
Yes.
No society wants you to do the mental work more than China.
At all.
And then everybody in the community knows that your son was a kid who had to have his bladder cut
balls.
Open.
Good old penis balls.
They said that teenagers, just like children, need proper guidance and education from their parents.
So they're now putting this on the parents.
I mean, they are putting this on the parents. Wouldn't you put it on yourself?
You think this guy is traumatized by that game where you have to like turn the sides and then that little ball rolls around?
I thought you were going to ask if he called his penis Hungry Hungry Hippo.
No. His penis is like Pac-Man when you think about it.
It is very Pac-Man-y. Ate a lot of those pellets.
It was tough.
Is that what's happening to Pac-Man? How does he release the pellets?
Is that racist, Randy, that Pac-Man's yellow? That you would say that's
problematic.
let's walk that back.
I'll walk it back a little bit. Ms. Pac-Man.
There we go.
Boom.
That's our Friday episode.
I'm sorry we put that upon you people, but it had to be done.
If you're on the Facebook page, you can go down this rabbit hole at your own caution.
You can go down this penis hole.
Have you ever done anything so crazy like that? What's the craziest thing you've done?
What's the craziest thing you've done?
Florida, physically to yourself.
Craziest barefoot physical ski, thing.
Dude, I can barefoot ski.
You can barefoot ski.
I mean, maybe. No,
that
I
is
don't know.
Crazy.
It's been a
you
while.
Don't know what's in that Florida water. They're gators.
Alligators all over the place. I used to have a reoccurring nightmare of me being in the water with an alligator.
Are you serious?
In my underwear. Yeah.
Did it ever happen? Like for
all
real?
The time you were in the water. I mean, every time you were in the water, there's like 50,000 in there.
For real?
For real, dude. Look it up. Chain of lakes. Largest interconnected lake system in the world.
Is that something to be proud of? Is that something you can brag about?
Got.
Is that something you can brag
That's
about?
What we've got.
You've never done just like absolutely. Have you done anything that like.
Never mutilated my body.
No, right. Drugs? Any crazy weird drug that you're like, why did I try that?
I mean, not why did I try it, I guess. I mean,
you've
sure.
been to Burning Man.
I've been to Burning Man, going to Burning Man again, but is that mutilating
your,
my body?
What's your name?
Guys, I don't know if you know, but I've been to Burning Man.
Oh, we've never heard that.
Have I mentioned that?
Tell us 5 minutes.
We're doing a show at Burning Man together this year.
Stop. So what was your client name at Burning Man?
I think it was just Greg.
Yeah.
Is that cool? Is that cool?
It's not cool enough.
You know Randy's, right?
Hot clip.
Hot clip?
Because I hot clip my daughter's hair.
Wow.
Did you stand up there or you're going to do stand-up?
We're doing a show there this year.
Randy,
Moshe Kasher.
Don't rope me into it.
Randy, are you going
Randy
again?
Randy Sklar.
I am going again.
Ooh.
I went last year. I don't know. Did I tell you guys
Shut
I went
up.
Last year? I think I am going again this year because it was fun. I want to hang with you up there.
How can we not do
What's
a show?
What's the weirdest thing so you weird. Saw at Burning Man? The orgy tent?
Oh, I saw a burka shirt cocker and
what?
With
what?
Their heels were on fire. How's that?
What?
Boom.
Whoa. A burka shirt cocker?
Duo.
What? I don't even know what that means.
I don't even know what that is.
Do we know what shirt cocking
no.
is?
No.
It's when you just wear a t-shirt
Donald Duck in it.
Donald Duck in it.
Okay. The playa, it's called shirt cocking.
Okay. So there's a lot of
professional baseball mascotting it. Okay.
Yeah.
Full desert burka gear with boots that were on fire, but the burka stopped.
Yeah, the burka.
Right up top.
By the way, the burka stops here. Could be fantastic.
Another show on Venmo.
Saudi Arabian game show
on Venmo.
The burka stops here. Can we please do that?
Yeah. Oh, you got it.
That is crazy. Your feet are on fire.
And their feet are on fire.
Your balls are in the wind.
Really open.
That is pretty crazy. You see that and you're like, I'm at Burning Man.
That's the new normal.
That is the new normal.
Jesus.
Those people could have magnets up their penises.
They probably do.
I got the magnet in my penis. I'm going to stop doing it right now. He is Greg Barris. You are followable on
all the platforms.
All the platforms. At Greg Barris.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Instagram, Venmo, Twitter,
TikTok.
TikTok.
Can you do TikTok?
No, you don't do TikTok.
I wish you did. I got an early Kibbe verified account.
Look at that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Own it.
Isn't Kibbe like, isn't that like a Korean meat?
It's a lot of things.
Thank you. All right, there's our show, you guys. Greg Barris. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum, 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 dum. Make a sound, calm you down, it's Dumb People Town.
Star Fans Avenue, a podcast network.